Let's talk about Game Time tickets, people. We've been talking about it, actually, for months here on the Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about Game Time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Snap back to Mahomes, rolls to his right.
Jackson will keep it running to the right.
Let's go!
Live from Kansas City.
I mean, what would you think of the Chiefs having a chance to be the first to ever win three of them in a row?
Nobody would have enjoyed the last 5 years more than my dad.
Today's guests, CBS sports broadcaster Kevin Harlan, ESPN MLB insider Jeff Passan, Pro Football Hall of Famer Rod Woodson, plus your phone call. Calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right, we're applauding for ourselves. That's how we roll into day two of the Rich Eisen Show kickoff special, live on the Roku channel from Kansas City at the Total Wireless Studio. Thrilled to have you here in day two of our three-day residency here in the home of the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, who are taking the field tonight in the NFL 2024 season kickoff against the Baltimore Ravens on NBC, which is something you could see right here on the Roku portal. We say hello to everybody watching on the Roku Sports Channel today. We also say hello to everybody listening in on the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Network, Sirius XM, Odyssey, TuneIn, and more. We're thrilled to be here for our podcast listeners all 3 hours through the Cumulus Podcast Network. You can keep up to speed by listening to us whenever you darn well please. You can also keep up to speed by watching our re-airs on the Roku Sports Channel, the Rich Eisen and Show channel, a fast channel as well. And then there's our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, going over 800,000 subscribers on the kickoff day. It's awesome. We have made it. Football is back. Christopher Brockman,
Rich.
TJ Jefferson, good to see you, gents. Good to see you here on this day.
Mortimer, we're back.
We are indeed back.
We did it.
It is fantastic. We made it. It's kickoff Thursday. Our first guest is going to be the individual who will be calling tonight's action on Westwood One Radio. Kurt Warner will be a guest on Friday. Kevin Harlan will be kicking us off. By the way, this is NFL broadcast season number 40 for Kevin Harlan. That begins tonight.
What?
A career that began in many ways in Green Bay because his dad was the president of that team for so many years. And then, of course, he spent many years here in Kansas City. So it's only fitting that that takes place tonight on Westwood One. He's our first guest up. But we start this show with a Rich Eisen Show tradition. We turn 10 years old next month, and every single year that we did come on the air for an NFL season, I begin the show by going over storylines and narratives. That's my area of expertise. I'm not an X and O guy. I'm not really an all 22 guy. What we traffic in here in the Rich Eisen Show and what I do for NFL Network, this is season 22 for me there. That's kicking off on NFL game day morning this Sunday on NFL Network. But what I do here is with narratives and storylines, go over each and every team, all 32 teams, NFC to AFC, getting you set and setting the stage for all 32 teams and what is at stake for them and their narrative. So I need the music. I'm going to whip through this as best as I can. And here is my 2024 narrative preview for everybody out there here on the Rich Eisen Show, starting with the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC East. Did their coordinator switches fix the issue from last year's collapse? And can Saquon Barkley turbocharge Philadelphia like Christian McCaffrey did to the 49ers. Can the Philadelphia Eagles get things done and get back to the Super Bowl and make sure that they can actually get the Philadelphia Eagles fans up and running for them? The New York Giants, can the acquisitions of Brian Burns on defense and the drafting of Malik Nabers on offense help turn around the Giants, or is letting Saquon walk and missing a quarterback in the draft going to sink them again? It's Daniel Jones' potential last ride for the New York Giants and for himself as a starting quarterback in the NFC East. Then you got the Washington Commanders. New owner, new coach, new quarterback, new GM. Same old problems, or will they switch things up? Can Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn and the changes that they made there, can they be a surprise team in the 2024 season? And then you've got the Dallas Cowboys, the all-in season. Will it be a springboard to ending their 28-year-long NFC Championship game drought, or will the all-in offseason be essentially, what was up with that? That's your Dallas Cowboys narrative, essentially, with Dak potentially lingering out there as a free agent. We'll see how Jerry handles that over the next 90 hours. The Detroit Lions. This is the first season I can remember where Detroit Lions fans and their front office and their coaching staff and everybody that roots for the Honolulu Blue have Super Bowl expectations, and they are 100% valid. Can the Lions go any further than they went last year, which would be, by the way, the first ever Super Bowl appearance for the Detroit Lions? The Green Bay Packers have completely changed the page, turned the page from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love. Last year, I understand, it was his first full season starting there in place of Aaron Rodgers. Now that went well enough for him to have made the divisional round last year and gotten pizzed. He's one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the National Football League. He's got a new running back in Josh Jacobs. And Packers fans, yes, you have a new DC. He's the old BC coach. Is it enough to get the Green Bay Packers back to the Super Bowl? The Vikings, Kirk Cousins out, Sam Darnold in. Is their season as simple as that? Can Sam Darnold actually capture some third overall drafted magic for the Minnesota Vikings, who paid Justin Jefferson and got Aaron Jones from Green Bay? Can the Vikings complete their chance for the playoffs? And with a 7-win team from last year, despite having four quarterbacks, can they get back to the playoffs with a 7-win team from last year and plus it up? Then you got the Chicago Bears. Do they have the generationally brilliant quarterback? Have their fortunes changed in the way that everybody has seen changed here with Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City? Is Caleb Williams the savior? Can he do the real deal thing for them, for a team that does appear to be ready to get right back to the playoffs? And can Caleb Williams get Chicago there in his first full season? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the NFC South, they kept everybody. They're all in. They're running it back with Baker and company to win the division, by the way, for the fourth straight year. They have won the NFC South three straight years in Tampa. This could be the first ever four-game streak for them, four-season streak for them to win their division. Can they go ahead and do it? The Saints have a new offensive coordinator. He's the son of Gary, Clint Kubiak. Sean Payton's, the style of Sean Payton is officially gone. Pete Carmichael is out. Clint Kubiak is in. Is this going to make things more comfortable for Derek Carr? And they've got that defense with all those old Saints stalwarts, Cam Jordan, Demario Davis. You've got Marshawn Lattimore, Tyron Matthew. Is Dennis Allen on the hot seat? The last time they missed the playoffs four straight years was the five straight year drought that led to Sean Payton showing up in New Orleans. They've got to make the playoffs this year. The Carolina Panthers, their 2024 season could be summed up with nowhere to go but up. Dave Canales is the new head coach there. How much will he plus up Bryce Young in his second season and the team overall? And the Falcons have a new coach, new quarterbacks, plural, new hope, the stout D. It's a loaded O. The ATL. Can they win the division? It is all set up for them to shock the world and potentially have the greatest season in Atlanta Falcons history. And by that, I mean go to the playoffs, make a Super Bowl run nobody ever thought could be possible, make the Super Bowl in the home of the Saints and defile that home by actually winning the Super Bowl in the home of their hated rival. That is the dream scenario for the Atlanta Falcons, and it is set up for them. The NFC West, the Rams were the surprise team of 2023. They made the playoffs for the fifth time in 7 years of the Sean McVay era. How much will they miss Aaron Donald? And can Matthew Stafford have one more Super Bowl run in him in his tenure for the Rams, which could be just this year. The Seahawks, the Pete Carroll era is over after 14 seasons. Mike McDonald in. Ryan Grubb, the OC from the Washington Huskies. How will he let Geno cook? What will the Seahawks look like and try and make the playoffs for the first time in 5 years? Pete Carroll is out. What does that mean for Seattle? The Cardinals, in every game last season, they played very difficult football for their opponent. Kyler Murray is fully back. Remember, he came back from his knee injury last year. He's fully healthy, allegedly. Marvin Harrison Jr. We're all talking about Malik Nabers and all these other rookies. He kind of forgot about Marvin because I guess you can't buy his jersey anywhere. The bottom line is, how will he make the Arizona Cardinals offense go? 8 straight seasons without a playoff win in the desert. Can Jonathan Gannon break that up? And you got the 49ers. Felt like a completely tumultuous offseason, but guess what? Everybody's signed. Everybody's back. They got a new DC. It's been 30 years since they had their last Super Bowl win, and you have to wonder, with a guy on the screen getting set to be paid in Brock Purdy, is this the last ride for this team's locker room? They've got to look around and think about that. They play, however, 8 playoff teams from last year. They will be sorely tested to try and get back to the NFC Championship game. That's my preview for the NFC. Moving to the AFC, the Buffalo Bills, speaking about a Super Bowl drought, they've never won a Super Bowl. And the reason why they haven't been to one in the Josh Allen era is because of the guys who play here in this town. The Chiefs beat the Bills in the 2020 AFC Championship game, the 2021 and 2023 divisional rounds. They've been the ones that have been standing in the way of the Bills getting to the Super Bowl. And now they've lost a ton of parts and appear to be completely vulnerable atop their division, which, by the way, they've won 4 straight years. Can Josh Allen do it with less and new people? That's your Buffalo Bills outlook. The Dolphins, fastest team in the NFL. They re-signed their quarterback and their coach. They did lose Christian Wilkins, but do they have the number one player in the NFL as voted by his peers in Tyreek Hill back fully healthy? It does appear to be. They need to win the East and keep home field advantage, because the last time they played in the playoffs was here in this town. It was -20. Didn't work out for them. Their last playoff win was in 2000. They're trying to end a Super Bowl appearance drought that's now standing at 40 years. Their last Super Bowl win was when they were the second team of all time to win back-to-back games, the 73 Dolphins. That's the last time we saw the Dolphins win the Super Bowl. The Patriots are in their first Bill Belichick-less season. It's a full new world. How bad will it be? Or how much we're going to see Drake May, and can he actually plus the Patriots up? What will he look like? What will we see with Gerard Mayo now there and Belichick working for everybody else under the sun in the media? And then you've got the Jets. Their playoff drought, the number of years in a row that they have missed the playoffs, that drought got bar mitzvahed, everybody. It's 13 years old. Mazel tov. They're men in the eyes of the football gods. Can they finally get back to the playoffs? Will Aaron Rodgers play more than 4 snaps? Can the New York Jets stay healthy? They certainly have a roster built for it. They certainly plussed up their offensive line for Rodgers. They've got the weapons around Rodgers. They've got a defense that looks like a championship team. The last time, the only other time they won the Super Bowl, was when I was a 3-month-old embryo. I wasn't even born yet. Can the New York Jets finally do it for their starving fan base? The Ravens tonight, they hosted their first ever title game last year since 1970 in Baltimore. Guess what? The Chiefs still beat them. Now tonight, they take a 2-time MVP of this league in Lamar Jackson, who now hands it off to Derrick Henry. Yes, they lost Patrick Queen, but they still have completely what it takes. This is year 17 for John Harbaugh in Baltimore that kicks off tonight in Kansas City, but that does not make him the most tenured coach in the NFL or the AFC. That belongs to Mike Tomlin now that Bill Belichick is gone. This is year 18 for Tomlin in Pittsburgh, the most tenured coach in the National Football League with Belichick gone. The Steelers appear to have switched up their entire approach on offense. An offensive coordinator and Arthur Smith from outside the building. A new quarterback room from outside the building, and it's led by Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson is a week one team captain for the Pittsburgh Steelers. If that's not a statement that you didn't see coming for 2024, you are not alone. This is a remarkable scenario for a Steelers fan base that is very vocal about not having won a playoff game since the 2016 playoffs, when the Steelers shocked the Chiefs and Alex Smith here in their building in the divisional round. The Browns, it's Deshaun. Deshaun Watson, can he become an elite quarterback in this league again or not? Can Nick Chubb get back from his knee injury? Can the defense be a championship defense? Can the Browns come up with their first back-to-back playoff seasons since Marty Schottenheimer and Bud Carson took the 88 and 89 Browns to the playoffs in back-to-back seasons? It has been a while. And then you've got the Bengals. Joe Burrow is back, but for how long? Is he injury prone? Are we going to be asking that question, or is he the stud we all think he is? He does appear to be set up for an MVP season with two contract-hungry wide receivers in Ja'Marr Chase and then, of course, T. Higgins. Is this the last run for them? Is he going to be the guy that can actually stand in the way of the Chiefs? Because he is the only human being currently in the National Football League who can say, I stared down Patrick Mahomes and beat him in a playoff game at the quarterback position. Can they get back to the Super Bowl and win it all? The AFC South, speaking of the Jaguars, speaking of first overall drafted quarterbacks, the Jaguars have one of them. As a matter of fact, Trevor Lawrence, in his first season being pizzed, he's the only 2021 first-round quarterback of the five to still be with his original team. Calvin Ridley out, Gabe Davis in, Josh Hines, Allen is there, and those Jaguars have another first overall drafted player that kind of has the pressure on him, and Trevon Walker, certainly with the way that you've seen Aiden Hutchinson perform for the Lions, the Jaguars left him on the board for Detroit. It's time for Walker to step up. Can this Jacksonville Jaguars team be the first ever Super Bowl team in the franchise history? Anthony Richardson is back for the Colts. It's year two. There is excitement abound because he's actually playing with Jonathan Taylor for the first time. Can Shane Steichen and the Colts come up with their first playoff win in 6 years? The Titans have got a young quarterback, and Will Levis, he's a week one starter for them. Calvin Ridley is there. Le'Jarius Sneed's not here anymore. He's in Tennessee. Jamal Adams is in Tennessee. Tyler Boyd is in Tennessee. Brian Callahan from the Sean McVay and now Zach Taylor coaching tree is there, and he brought his dad, one of the best offensive line coaches in the league, with him. And Bill Callahan, does that mean that they can run the ball without Derrick Henry there? Can they be a surprise team? And then you've got the Texans all aboard the largest bandwagon in the AFC South, folks, because not only did this team have a unicorn at quarterback in C.J. Stroud last year, but Nico Collins had a breakout season. You saw the entire team come to the fore for D'Amico Ryans and make the divisional round and try and put a scare in the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead last year. They've got Stephon Diggs now, Danielle Hunter, Azeez Al-Shaair, one of the fastest linebackers from sideline to sideline in the game. Can this be the first ever Texans Super Bowl team? And then you've got the AFC West. The Denver Broncos are going to start Bo Nix in Seattle. He will be the first rookie to start week one for the Denver Broncos since John Elway in 1983. And they just took the largest dead cap hit in NFL history to send Russell Wilson away and give Sean Payton full and obvious control of his quarterback that he wants in Bo Nix. 8 straight seasons, the Denver Broncos have missed the playoffs, their longest playoffless streak since they started their franchise with 17 of them. The Vegas Raiders, their last playoff win was the 2002 season, speaking of Bill Callahan. Just 2 playoff seasons since, and you've got to wonder, with Antonio Pierce, now the head coach there, and that defense with Max Crosby and Christian Wilkins, is that the spine of this team, even with Devontae Adams there, because they did not come up with a quarterback in this year's draft? Can Gardner Minshew channel his inner Stabler and get things going for the Vegas Raiders and get them back to the playoffs? Then you've got the Chargers. Welcome back to the National Football League, Jim Harbaugh. Last time he entered the National Football League as a head coach was in San Francisco. He plussed up those Niners 7 wins, and he got them to the playoffs and sparked a whole new way of doing things. Can he do that for the Chargers, whose last playoff win was when Anthony Lynn and Philip Rivers went into Baltimore and shocked them in the first round of the playoffs in 2018. Can Justin Herbert be the quarterback we all expect him to be with Jim Harbaugh? And then lastly, here in Kansas City, it is all about the three-peat. We are seeing our first three-peat attempt in 20 years in the NFL. The longest back-to-back championship drought in the league is now history, because we are now seeing potentially history being made. After 20 years of not seeing a three-peat attempt, you've got the Chiefs attempting it, and boy, do they have a real shot to do it with Mahomes and Kelsey and Reed and the rest of this team that, yes, lost Le'Jarius Sneed, but appears to be even stronger and definitely faster than the repeat champions of last year. And that is my review and preview of the 2023.
Yes. team by team.
Great job, Rich. God, I love that segment.
I am glad I didn't pull anything. And I'm glad I hopefully stuck the landing because Kevin Harlan's been sitting on the couch waiting patiently for some time. Good to see you, Kevin Harlan. Thanks for being here. When we come back, we kick off our actual game day kickoff coverage of the NFL season with a man calling it on Westwood One tonight, Kevin Harlan.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Old Man, starring Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow. The hit show returns as the stakes get higher and more secrets are uncovered. The former CIA agent sets off on his most important mission to date, to recover his daughter after she's kidnapped. FX's The Old Man premieres September 12th on FX. Stream on Hulu. Are you struggling to close deals? Business-to-business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you can find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started.
Back here on the Roku Sports Channel, our radio audience on Westwood One and so many other of these stations will be rejoining us in less than 2 minutes' time, since the first of two times we say hello to our first guest here on our day two coverage of the season kickoff here in Kansas City, the voice of Monday Night Football on Westwood One and so many of the great football games that he calls on CBS. Kevin Harlan, good to see you, sir. How are you?
Yeah, hi, guys. Good to be on. My privilege to be with you today.
That's a thrill to have you here. This is kind of your town, is it not?
It is. I went to Kansas, University of Kansas, got out in 82, met my wife here. We've raised our kids here. We've been here for a long time.
And so this is a home game for you.
I did the Chiefs for 9 years on radio. Yeah, it is, which is really, and they've got two more Mondays here during the season, which
That's
is weird.
Right.
So that'll be stealing a base.
Yeah. So you are based here in Kansas?
We are. In the summers, we're up in Wisconsin, and we come back here in the fall, and kind of we have our grandchildren are here, most of our grandchildren. We've got four of our five are here. Our two daughters are here with their husbands and their families, so we're spending a lot of time here now.
Well, this is great. So this is what, when the Chiefs keep winning, that's one,
it's perfect.
One, it's one fewer plane flight for you, right?
It's wonderful. Wonderful.
That is great.
Yeah.
You know, and just seeing the town here and just seeing everybody all fired up, the Chiefs are, it's everybody's between, you know, obviously incredibly excited and still a little gobsmacked that this is happening to them. You know,
well, I just think this is, you know, it's been so long since we've had back-to-back champions, right?
Right.
And people don't realize that when the Chiefs were at their lowest after the Len Dawsons and the Bobby Bells and the Willie Lanier's and all these incredible Hall of Famers retired, they had a lull and a trough that was for the ages. I remember doing games when I was doing the Chiefs. There were like 14,000 people in the stands.
In Arrowhead.
An Arrowhead Stadium that seats over 80,000.
Wow.
That's how bad it was.
That's unbelievable. Kevin Harlan here on the Rich Eisen Show. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. For our radio audience, it is our first guest time of our second day here in Kansas City, and joining us here is Kevin Harlan calling tonight's game on Westwood One Radio. And if I'm not mistaken, this is year 40 for you as an NFL broadcaster in your career.
40 consecutive years doing it. In fact, we took the kids out last night and celebrated. If you would have told me when I was 18, 19 years old, I get 40 years in this league in a row, I'd said, I'm in. And I'm stunned that it's been, but it's in the blink of an eye, it's gone by. I mean, all the people I've dealt with and working with people like you and meeting your wonderful group here, that it's an honor every year to put on that headset and do one of these games.
And your first assignment in the National Football League media was what?
Preseason game with Len Dawson and Bill Grigsby on the Chiefs radio network in Cincinnati. And the very first play was a 100-yard kickoff return in a preseason game in Cincinnati for the Chiefs against the Bengals. And then my first network playoff game was in 1991 with NBC, and I worked with Joe Namath, the Colts hosting the New England Patriots. And then my first Fox game was in Green Bay in 94 when they got the rights from CBS. I worked with Jerry Glanville, and it was the Packers against the Minnesota Vikings. So I've got these little marks along the way, but everyone remains very, very clear in my mind, and I'm so appreciative of the time I've had in this league.
Tell me the first airport post-game, you know, get-together with Jerry Glanville. You got one? I mean, that had to be something,
well, you know,
right?
He races cars and trucks, and like every he did. I don't. He may not be now.
Well, Elvis rides the trucks.
Elvis, right? yes.
So.
But I'll tell you an interesting story about Jerry Glanville.
Please.
We began with the Packers, as I mentioned before, at Lambeau Field in 1994 against the Minnesota Vikings. And Sterling Sharp was holding out. And the Vikings and all teams that visit Green Bay stay in Appleton, which is 20 miles south of Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to drive on that Friday down to Appleton and meet with the Vikings. We drove back to Green Bay, and Glanville is already complaining, why are we driving to talk to these guys? I know what's going on. And then the worst was having to stake out the hotel on Saturday night before the first game of the season to see if Sterling Sharp was going to show up in the contract holdout with the Packers. And Glanville, the words he used, the colorful style he portrayed that night, will live in my... And we didn't finish our production meeting until 4 in the morning.
Wow.
Because we were waiting outside the Radisson Hotel at the Green Bay Airport for Sterling Sharp to show up and join the Packers. I can't even recall if he did or not, but I do remember Glanville's reaction to it all.
But didn't you have an inside source as to whether that was going to happen or not?
And something did not click. The inside source did not... fell flat for me when I needed
it
most.
Are you serious? Did you call your dad and say what's up with, because your dad was the Packers president for how long?
He was the Packer president from 89 and then through the 2007 season. So he hired two Hall of Fame Pro Bowl and Super Bowl head coaches, two Hall of Fame and Super Bowl winning general managers.
Right.
He was there when they had to trigger the trade for Favre. He was there when they decided to trade up and draft Rodgers. So he was there, and then they rebuilt Lambeau Field. So he really did some remarkable things. But you would think when his son was doing the game in his big network debut that he could have shared just a little bit of insight and what they were doing with Sterling Sharp.
Dad?
Nada. Crickets. Nothing. I got nothing. So
business is business.
Business
huh?
is business. That's kind of what he said. He goes, I couldn't say anything. It was at a very delicate part of the negotiation.
Kevin Harlan here on the Rich Eisen Show, and you were just regaling us before the radio audience returned about the dark years here in Kansas City and how, again, we run into Chiefs fans as much as we do here in Kansas City. And then we had, you know, two celebrity fans here in Rob Riggle and Stone Street. And
oh my gosh. How fun was that?
Just yesterday.
Yeah,
it was a total fun.
Great. I bet.
I guess I am dropping names, but the bottom line, after I picked them up from the floor, to basically say how shocked everybody still is that the generational brilliance that every franchise hopes for when they choose a quarterback in the first round of the draft, or if it's in the case of my friend Chris over here, you get one in the sixth round of the draft, 199th overall, and your lives change, that they can't believe that's happened to the Chiefs with Mahomes and Reed and everybody else.
It was amazing, the stroke of luck. And they had Alex Smith see as a quarterback here, as you
yes.
know. And so Mahomes wasn't thrust into starting as a day one rookie. He could sit and watch and learn how to be a pro. And he says even to this day, that was huge for his development. And he started one game, the final game of the season, and played in Denver and won. But Lamar Hunt, who founded the AFL and founded this franchise in Dallas, moved it to Kansas City in 63, had run business kind of the same way with Hank Stram, Marv Levy, and all these coaches. But during that lull, they I don't know whether they built the stadium in 72, which is still one of the great stadiums in the NFL. Arrowhead continued with Lambeau, and I mean, it is iconic to step in Arrowhead Stadium. But it was empty. And they made the decision to change their front office the way they did business in 1989. They hired Carl Peterson, who was at the USFL Philadelphia Stars. Mm-hmm. He had been with Dick Vermeil in Philadelphia with the Eagles. They brought in Marty Schottenheimer. And really, when you want to know how far back all the success in Kansas City goes, and you use a great term, this generational success, it goes back to 89 when they brought those two in. And since that time, through Dick Vermeil and Herm Edwards, and now certainly the great Hall of Fame quarterback, head coach to be, Andy Reid, this is a franchise that has had pretty much sustained success since the late 80s, which is unheard of in this league.
Yeah, and obviously going for a three-peat, and that starts tonight.
Yes.
An exciting game tonight. Break it down for me, Kevin Harlan. What are you seeing when you're looking at your boards and you see, you know, in purple Derrick Henry's name? I mean, it's a big change.
Right.
Right? So what do you think tonight's game will be about?
Lamar Jackson has lost 30 pounds over the last 2 years, so he's lighter. He didn't like the way he looked on tape. He said, I can't get away from guys the way I once did. They've added this sledgehammer of a running back in Derrick Henry, who is well over 1,000 yards last year. He's the very height of his powers, and I think at the top of his game, even though he's 30. And the question with Baltimore is going to be their interior line, not to get too much in the weeds.
Yep.
Outside rushers have always been the success of their defense. Can they keep those two guys healthy, Ojabo and Owe? And then for Kansas City, it's like living with the expectations, but kind of uncharted territory. We've never had a Kansas City team go through this. They've won two in a row. The league hasn't seen two consecutive wins since Brady and Belichick. So for the whole league in a very changed landscape, how does this team try to move forward? They changed their receiving core. They've tried to sign some guys that they thought were important, like the all-pro Chris Jones on the defensive line. And I think Andy Reid and Mahomes have gotten in that laboratory and continued to just push themselves to creativity. And I think that's what we're going to see. I think we're going to see a younger receiving core. I think they're more inspired this year than they were last year trying to repeat. I think the chance to be part of history and win three in a row is going to be an incredible motivator. Last year, they were just kind of they were not a great team last year.
No, that's the year to get them,
right?
You thought last year.
But they hit their defense, and the defense carried them. Their offense showed up when they needed to, and they won again. So in a season that was not sparkling, they still won it. I think they rest on that confidence with the desire to really grab history by the throat here and really make their mark. So this year, I think they're going to be razor sharp and play much better in the regular season than they did last year.
Kevin Harlan here on the Rich Eisen Show, getting set to call Thursday night's tonight's NFL opener
with you
here in Kansas City.
With you.
I'll be doing the studio.
Yep.
You and Kurt Warner in the booth. The three of us getting together.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, you know, when I realized I was going to be here, and I get to do the studio from here in Kansas City, I reached out to Westwood. I'm like, hey, I'm going to be in town. Let's do it. Sure enough, I just didn't know how I was going to get to the stadium. And then I found out 2 days ago, it's possible to get a ride to the stadium with Kevin Harlan
and Kurt Warner.
No, I mean, Kurt's going to be a passenger. You're driving.
Yeah.
Right? So you legitimately are driving us. You're behind the wheel.
Yeah, there's a back way to get in I found. Yeah.
I literally thought to myself,
there's always a back way to get in.
But who better to know the ins and outs of getting in and out of Arrowhead than a man who started calling football games 40 years ago? Go for the Chiefs. I figured you must know the ins and the outs, right?
I've got it.
Okay.
If you're staying with us throughout the entire game,
yes.
I'm not sure if you are because you've got to get to this for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I do have a place afterwards.
Oh.
For chicken wings and BLTs. That is off
to
the chart.
Kevin?
And we can invite anybody we want.
Done.
Wow.
Hello.
The answer to that is yes.
Yes.
So here's
but I don't want to say where it is because
we
may have a flood of people that would want,
you'll
that would want to see Rich.
Coming in, Kev.
And the people that make this show happen.
Well, again, and I just can't wait to just, because the guys, I will, you know, not that you're under scrutiny, Kevin, and you're used to it. They're going to ask me about your driving style, you know, your hands on 10 and 2, you know, like I make sure.
Oh, it's not 10 and 2 anymore, but it's 9 and 3.
9 and 3?
Yeah, 10 and 2, that was when you and I were learning to drive.
Okay, it's now 9 and 3.
It's now now 9 and 3.
California, man, it's one on midnight.
Now we're going to have the DOT call in here go, that guy is wrong. It's not 9 and 3. It is still 10 and 2.
This is the way to kick off the season. riding shotgun. Right. Can I call shotgun here on the Rich Eisen?
Oh, my God.
I'd be Kurt in the back.
Put Kurt in the back.
I'd be honored.
Yes. I called shotgun. It's not how many rings he's got.
I'll be Robin and you be Batman.
No, no, no. I am sitting shotgun with Kevin Harlan. I just called it. I don't care if Kurt's got a bust and a ring or anything like that.
When Kevin asked, were you going to ride with him, I just figured you had a car service set up and you were going to hop
no,
in.
No, he's driving. Is that a minivan? What do we got?
Well, my car is not quite big enough for the people that will be carrying. Okay. So we had to get the minivan from the Kansas City airport. Hey, but how'd you like our new airport?
Very nice.
You were at the old one, right?
Yes, sir.
They're so proud of this airport. We had the draft here last year.
Amazing.
And people don't, I don't know, can people see the construction?
There's a lot going on. We can feel it, by the way. We're shaking every now and then. And my California
for you guys,
and me's like, uh-oh.
For you to keep your, well, I watched your dissertation on the league and breaking down the teams.
Yes, sir.
For you to keep your focus with all this, I mean, the place is literally rumbling here.
Listen, man,
and that is amazing.
I'm just trying to keep up with you,
man.
Are you kidding me? Your favorite call that has nothing to do with football? A streaker, a squirrel, like what?
The
cat. Which one? Which is your favorite?
Well, since we're on Westwood One,
yes.
In addition to Roku, I would say that the Monday night game between the Rams and the 49ers. In Santa Clara, a horrible game. It was not only unwatchable, it was almost unbroadcastable.
Okay.
And this guy ran out on the field, and that kind of began the succession of that happening.
Mm-hmm. It sparked, right?
It was very organic.
Right.
In fact, we drove back to the San Francisco airport, and I thought I was finished. That it was done.
Because you talked about the clothes that the individual was wearing.
Yeah, clothes like and what he was doing. And you know, he was tackled by the gendarmes out there who were very, very lax in their security. And they let him run around for like a minute. He was unencumbered. He just was out there and taking off things. And luckily, they got him before he took off, you know,
everything.
The whole shebang. So, the whole shaboozy. So, he's probably still in the clink and has not seen the light of day since. And we have continue down with this Monday night circus that we're on,
dude. I'm telling you, but I'm sure found out within a half an hour that everything was not only fine, but everybody
I'm not a social media person. I leave that to my three daughters, and they will tell me if something that is down there that I need to see.
Yes,
but the guys did tell me in the minivan ride back to the San Francisco airport.
Yes.
That it was being received, and I was more worried about the NFL because they don't want us talking about it. This is radio.
Yeah, right.
So it's right. So you don't see the face. You don't see what the guy's really doing. You can just kind of have fun with it. And the game was a bad. It was third quarter. It was hard to call.
Now sometimes you do realize that, you know, in your endeavor, that sometimes you need to bring your energy to the equation because it is still an entertainment product. You're calling the action.
Yes.
You're there for nuts and bolts and telling people down and distance and what have you.
Yes.
But you still sometimes have to realize I can push the gas here a little bit, have a little bit of fun. I had a similar situation in a draft one year when Brian Anger got drafted as a punter. And you're sitting there in third round Radio City Music Hall, you know, and it's it's late in the day and you're kind of barely seeing people staying awake in the draft stands. And they drafted a punter.
Right.
And I just told Mayock, I'm taking over this segment, you know. And started
and
screaming
probably,
out
yeah.
and how so punters are people it. Too and whatever. And I was wondering, how is that going to actually be received, because you know, with Mayock at the end of the set, I don't know how well it was received on Planet Mike right there. But sometimes you gotta, you know, push the pedal to the metal.
I'm glad you brought the draft. I we're not here to praise each other, but I'm gonna tell you, I respect your football knowledge so much.
Thank you.
I was sitting over here on the couch and watching you go through those teams. In addition to all the things over the years I've watched. When they give that next Roselle Award, I hope your name is on.
Wow.
It. And I mean that sincerely.
Thank you.
I'm going to start the push. I was thinking about this the other day when I got a call from your people to come on. I said, you know, this is your voice has been so synonymous with the NFL and the NFL Network, and now Westwood One in hosting our Monday night broadcast. There is not a more identifiable voice and face.
Kevin.
I'm serious. I am, Rich. I have such profound respect
for
you and what you do and how you do it, and I'm so honored to be on those Monday night games, and I'm very honored to be with you here today.
I appreciate that. And
I mean it. I mean it.
You're going to get me all choked up.
I mean it.
You know, I might get so choked up, I'll give Kurt shotgun if I have to.
you know what Kurt does on the way to these games?
No, please.
He gets the iPad out, or he gets the laptop, and he's going over every snap of every game from the previous Sunday. Well, you've seen it.
Well, it's because his QB Confidential on his YouTube channel is
the level
great
of preparation
stuff.
Rich, he does.
I know.
He is off. I've never seen it. Rich Gannon, who was my partner at CBS for 7 years, prepared the same way. And I guess it's these quarterbacks who maybe come from not the big glitter and glam of,
right,
of being a number one overall or a first round pick, and they've got to work their way, and because of that, they've become what they've become. Gannon went on to the Super Bowl, won an MVP. We know about Kurt's story, certainly. And I think they just have to work harder, and it shows with the kind of preparation. Both those, Rich Gannon and Kurt Warner, have prepared more than any two analysts I've ever worked with.
Well, I'm honored to be Kurt's TV partner.
Yes.
I mean, he's your radio partner.
Yes.
The London games and the Munich game, I'm on the TV booth.
You guys are so good together.
Thank you for saying that.
I don't call games, but in studio.
So I see what you're talking about, too. And I know in the broadcast meetings, Kurt comes with his book.
Yep.
And he's got his questions all written down. And he speaks first.
Yes.
Because when you see quarterbacks talking to one another in production meetings and broadcast production meetings,
isn't it fun?
It's like they're talking their own language.
It is.
And I need a little bit of a Hooked on Phonics sort of, interpretation of what the two of them are talking about, whichever quarterback they're sitting with. But you see the respect for them. And last year I got to see, it was Bill Belichick's last win as a head coach in the NFL until he finds another gig, if that's what he wants. He and Kurt talking before that Broncos-Patriots game. I just sat back and I just let it go.
It's history. You know? It's like behind a peek behind the curtain, right?
Yes, sir.
By the way, I just at my CBS game this Sunday's in Miami.
So you're doing Miami Jacksonville?
Jacksonville, Miami, and we just finished our meeting with Mike McDonald. Mike McDaniel, I just told him, I said, I have to run. I've got to be on with you. He says, you tell him I'm a big fan. Here's another guy. I can start rattling him off here.
Right.
He said, tell him I'm a big fan. And I said, I'll do that. He, talking to a quarter, he's got that same kind of complexity, and his mind is just wired a different way, which exactly what you're talking about.
Yes, and seeing him and, what Tua just said about how, McDaniel basically throwing an arm around him, and
yes,
how much of a difference that makes.
Yes.
Just seeing the two of them talk about each other, as we heard when we were in Frankfurt last year, was amazing. Before I let you go, I do want to, and again, it's not because of what you just said to me, your travel schedule I want to hit here, because I know a lot of broadcasters don't like to talk about it, because what we do for a living is a dream, but it is still getting around is not simple. So you call the Monday night games after a Sunday game for CBS.
Yes.
Right. So you're calling a CBS Sunday game. You get there on a Saturday for the Sunday game. And then,
yes,
and then you're off to Monday Night Football.
We'll fly
for Monday
to San Francisco on Sunday night, and I'll listen back to the game that I did tonight.
Yes.
I'll listen to this Thursday game, grade that. Watch my tape as much as you can, because the first week there's not much to see. And then get ready with my notes and get ready for the Monday. And then fly back. We're still up in Wisconsin, that we spent our summers in up there on Lake Michigan. So I'll go back up there and meet my wife. When the NBA season starts.
Yeah, that's that too. That's a Tuesday usually,
that's
right?
That's Tuesday, yes, during the football season.
So just for this week, for example, you're going to be in Jacksonville on Sunday. You're going to
in Miami on Sunday.
Miami. So yes, it is in Miami. That's right. So you're going to be in Miami. So there's at least a direct from Miami to San Francisco, I imagine.
Yes.
For Monday Night Football.
There is.
Okay. And then then if the NBA hits.
And then if the NBA, then I wake up Tuesday morning at about 4 and catch a 6 a.m. flight and go right into our meetings at that NBA spot, and then leave Wednesday to go back home.
So you go from Trent Green as your
Trent Green on Sundays,
Kurt Warner on Mondays,
and then
Reggie Miller
on Tuesdays, yes, or Stan Van Gundy.
It ain't easy, man.
Listen, I am not as you said it.
No, it's lucky.
Beyond
what
the
busman's holiday, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it is. And you're great at it, and it is a dream for what people want to do. Is certainly if you can't play it, you can talk about it.
Right.
At least that's why I'm doing the talking.
Yes.
But the bottom line is it's just one thing to the next and you got to prepare for each one, and you stick the landing on each one.
It's every day of the week. Well, if you're not doing it every day, you fall behind. When you fall behind, you're screwed, right? I mean, you can't. You've got to stay on top of it on a daily basis. And that's the part that kind of wears you down. The game itself is easy. It's the stuff around the game, sure, the prep, and making sure you're on it, because you're going to an audience, especially in the NBA, that knows everything. And then the NFL is, you know, they got people that are just, they know everything about their team.
Yeah.
Everything. And you're supposed to go in there and have 5-day run-up to try to at least get close to being on the same page. Hard to do. Very hard to do.
Well, you're great.
So keep your fingers crossed.
You're great at it. And he drives himself to the stadium.
Yes.
Including tonight, the
and
most
I'm
important,
drive you.
The most important
wait.
Drive of your career.
9-3. Just like this.
Post-game wings, Kevin. That's the most important.
Oh, the wings are good. The BLTs, though, are I don't want to give too much away because I'm afraid our Kansas City, I don't want a flood of people going to see this, great crew.
You're like
here.
Andy Reid with the play sheet. You got to hold it up over your, you got to hold it up over your mouth.
Yeah, that's right.
Kevin Harlan is going to be on Westwood One tonight calling the action of the season kickoff between Kansas City and Baltimore. And then Monday Night Football this Monday between the San Francisco 49ers and the Jets. And in between on CBS, one of those week one games that I can't wait to see, Jacksonville and Miami. Yes. Great to see you. I'll see you later, sir.
I will be driving. I'll have a chapeau on.
Gloves? You got the gloves?
I'm professional. I won't talk to you if you don't want me to. I'll just drive.
Five stars. Just give me five
Thank
stars.
Thank you so much. That's Thank all. You.
Kevin Harlan, everybody. Yeah. We're back.
Thank
on the
you, guys. Return. Thank you, Rich.
Listeners, please welcome a real finance nerd from our sponsor, NerdWallet. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
We all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but there's more to it than that, right?
So much more. Even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
Smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so you can find the smartest products.
Hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thanks for that important PSA, Rich.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings account and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks again to NerdWallet, our paid sponsor of this segment. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Hey, that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare, Inc., NMLS 1617539.
The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist, and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches. What's the most pissed off you made Nick Saban ever?
Oh, when I took the sack 2nd and 26 in a national
in
championship.
That game. You mean the one that you immediately made up for with an amazing play puts you on the map?
Yeah,
That sack?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the sack.
So walk me through how that, what he said to you, if you can, in a certain way on a live TV broadcast.
I mean, I could only see it on camera, you know, how mad he was. That was probably the most pissed off, though, I think he's ever been at me. He was squeezing his headset so hard. And then, you know, like, it was hard because the emotion was, like, so mad to so happy, you know, so fast for him. And, you know, we got into the locker room when everything settled down. I mean, he was still the same coach. You know, he pulled me to the side. Like, what were you thinking, you know?
After you won the game,
mm-hmm,
and you picking confetti out of your hair, he still took a moment to revisit that sack.
Yeah. Being who he is, I mean, you know, he pulled me to the side. And he said, you know, why did you take the sack?
Right.
You know, and I thought it was a good time to joke with him, you know. So I mean, we won the national championship. So I told him, well, you know, we needed more room to throw the ball, coach. You know, and, like, he looked at me, and, like, I was laughing. He's like, that's not funny. I didn't know what else to do in that situation. I was like, okay, I'm sorry, coach. So I shook his hand, and he just moved on. I was like, oh. Like, oh, man.
That's amazing.
I love that story. Yeah. That made my favorite story the whole week.
So you just figured, yeah, hey.
I was like, oh,
we
maybe.
Just won it?
Yeah. Thought it was a good time to joke, but it wasn't.
Wow. Yeah, nope. It's never a good time, I guess, in that respect.
I love that soundbite. I love that clip with Tua. The NFL season's finally upon us. Do not miss a moment of the action with NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV. And when bundled together, you get the most live NFL games all in one place. But that is not all. Watch up to four NFL games at once with their signature multi-view feature, a game changer for NFL and fantasy football fans alike. So sign up today at youtube.com/NFLST. Device and content restrictions apply. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games excludes digital-only games. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. That was an absolute pleasure and delight with Kevin Harlan.
That was great.
God, that was awesome.
All right, this is the last day. If you want to play the win-loss game for either the Ravens or the Chiefs, this is it.
This is it.
Because the, you know.
Get in.
The gates are closing.
Yeah, right.
Because they're opening up in Arrowhead.
Last call.
Dre in Kansas City is phoned in here on the Rich Eisen Show right here in KC. What's up, Dre?
What's going on, Rich? How you doing, fellas?
We're great.
What up, what up, what up? Let's go.
Happy kickoff day to you, sir.
Oh, happy kickoff day. Hey, I've already done the win-loss game. Y'all probably don't remember me, but I called in a couple months ago, did the win-loss, going to Chiefs, going, what was that, 16-1?
Okay.
And going on to win the Super Bowl. You know, I've had some time to think about
it. Yes, he did do that.
Looked over the schedule, looked over our roster, mulled. And I'm doubling down on that, baby. I need it. I want it. It is in my veins. Injected. New season is starting. And I don't see who can mess with us.
Oh, all right.
He went high register, but I think he means it.
In our history, I cannot recall, and gentlemen, back me up on this, somebody who is calling in having already played the win-loss
months
game.
Months earlier.
To let us know, unbeknownst to us, he has left his finger on the chess piece
the
this entire time. And it's Dre, you're now calling to remove your finger from the chess piece to say you stand by your 16-1, or do you want to amend it to 17-0?
He said he was doubling down.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the 17, that sounds crazy.
Do you have written down what his one loss was?
I believe in this team. I believe in the greatness. The fact that they were still sweeping up confetti and Patrick was saying, I need another one. I need three in a row, shows me the mentality that my quarterback, my team, is built different than anybody else out here.
So which was the one loss that he predicted, TJ?
Dre called on June 21st.
I love that you have this.
And the loss was week 4. Against the Chargers.
Okay, do you want to amend that, Dre? Do you want to amend that? Do you want to take that loss and turn it into a win here? What do you think?
I don't, because we always have a pesky divisional loss. You saw what happened last year with the Broncos and the Raiders games that we had. It's always that pesky one, and the Chargers might be due for theirs with, you know, the new coach coming in and everything they have going on. It might be an early check to lock us back in after we start off 3-0 versus some really high competition. So I'm going to leave that there. I'm going to leave the rest the same. We going to get the three-peat. I'm hoping for it. I'm praying for it. I've never seen times like this in my life in Kansas City. I never thought that we would be where we're at watching Kansas City football. I remember 14-12 and 2-14 and 14-12 again. Ooh, it was painful. But the greatness that we have now, why not? Not why.
Dre in Kansas City, why not? Not why. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a great way to end hour number
Love
one.
Love it. Love it.
By the way, thank you for bringing all the paperwork to Kansas City.
Right? Well, you know, I had to bring the script, obviously.
No, I understand.
I needed to know what was going to happen tonight. And, you know, I figured people were going to call. So we need to have this.
Fantastic. That's hour number one here of our second day of our 3-day residency here on the Rich Eisen Show in Kansas City. Jeff Passan, Kansas City and Extraordinaire, joining us next. He is still he's sitting right here. Good to see you, Jeff. How are you? You good? Okay. He's surrounded by pillows. He's got it all working.
I love it. This is great.
He's got
some J's on. We're rocking.
J's on. We might as well just get this out. Jeff's hair looks amazing in person. Well,
I can't look.
Be careful.
It's sort of like you have to glance like and look away.
Yeah.
It's like the Seinfeld line.
Yeah.
To glance and look away. One of those.
It's not going to grow back, Rich.
my gosh. All right, so we're here on the Roku channel. Jeff Passan's about to join us, and then Rod Woodson after him, and then I head back to the hotel.
Yep.
Quick, you know, get ready. Then sure. I got to go to a specific hotel in town where I'm meeting Kevin Harlan in his minivan. I'm climbing in with, I believe, him and Kurt Warner and Aaron Cummings of Westwood One Radio.
Excellent.
And you called Shotgun.
Excellent.
I called Shotgun. Called Kurt it. Has no idea I've called Shotgun.
You got to respect the call, Kurt.
And then going to the game,
yep.
Doing the Westwood One Radio studio stuff, then meeting up with Kevin Harlan afterwards, going to a spot apparently for chicken wings.
Plus two?
I
mean, you know. I love wings.
Okay.
Jeff Passan likes wings.
Passan, you want to go to?
You're in.
Is it the peanut? Is that?
Wait, what I don't know.
He didn't want to say the name.
Did I just spoil it?
I don't know. I don't know if it is.
There's one spot for wings in town.
Okay, well, I guess that's it.
That better be it. Sorry,
Jeff Passan here. We're back with Jeff Passan in a second, live on the Rich Eisen Show.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
What is the path of least resistance with highest ROI?
New episodes available every day.
People oftentimes are paying very close attention to what the Fed does to get signals on what's going to happen with mortgage rates, and it's completely wrong way thinking.
Whether it's real estate, on the market, rookie, or money.
And you can make just 6% on a deal, you can retire next month.
The Bigger Pockets podcasts are on YouTube or wherever you listen.